Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is chilly. If you look at an average of the temperatures throughout the area, you're talking about maybe 40 degrees. And we are joined now by Ryan Hauser, who is a terrorism researcher, a biodefense doctoral student at George Mason University's Schar School of Policy and Government. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking the time with us. Tell me about vehicle attacks and what the numbers show in terms of is this a trend? Are the numbers of these increasing?
Sure, yeah. So I published a research article about 2 years ago. Initially, when I looked into the subject, my concern was really with COVID-19 and the increase in prevalence of outdoor activities. I saw a lot of jurisdictions that promoted outdoor restaurants, and that often extended seating into streets with very little protection. So I was concerned a bit about an increase in soft targets or terrorist attack. Luckily, at least in the United States, we didn't see a dramatic increase in vehicle attacks until more recently. But the research itself looked at terror attacks from January 1st of 1970 to December 31st of 2019 within the global terrorism database. And across that period, there were 257 recorded terror attacks that included some type of vehicle. Those resulted in 808 fatalities and 1,715 injuries when excluding the September 11th terror attacks, with those obviously being a unique form of vehicle terrorism. So across that time period, there were 76 events that occurred in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, 25 in the U.S., 16 in Israel, and 14 in the U.K.
I'm sorry, good. I didn't mean to interrupt. Please continue.
No problem, sir. So those occurred across that, almost 50-year time frame. But when we look at those 257 terror attacks, 71%, so 183 of those attacks occurred within that last six-year span, so from 2013 to the end of 2019. And by 2016, vehicle attacks were actually the most lethal form of attack method for terrorists, comprising just over half of all terrorism-related deaths in 2016. So when we look at kind of the averages and the trends from, 1970 to those early 2000 years, the highs of the number of attacks per year globally were seven. We saw some publications from terror groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the early 2010s. And then again recently in 2020 and 2022 that promoted vehicle attacks as a form of terrorism. And after that initial kind of publication in 2010, we saw a jump from those highs of seven attacks globally to 21 in 2019, 26 in 2016, 27 attacks in both 2014 and 2018. 37 in 2017 and a high of 45 in 2015. So across that, you know, last, perhaps 5 to 7 years of the research data, we saw a drastic increase in the number of attacks that were occurring globally.
The reason for that, the reasons, I should say, for that?
Sure, yeah. So, it's a complicated question to try to look at terrorist ideology and their choices for making, or using the methodologies that they use. But generally, the publications that terror groups have put out online have really looked at the ease of access to vehicles as, the purpose for selecting vehicle rammings as their form of terror attack. So when you think about other forms of terror, whether it's, firearms or improvised explosive devices, sometimes those require, a significant number of resources that terrorists have to try to gather to put together their explosive device, or a lot of pre-planning with weapons before they can actually commit their terror attack. When you look at vehicle attacks, there's really minimal resources and planning required to inflict widespread death and injury. So the effectiveness and simplicity of using a vehicle makes it an increasingly popular option. And we're seeing this trend especially with lone actors, those that don't have to learn any special expertise, that can self-radicalize by looking at things online, and then they can go and grab a vehicle, which is an otherwise legal device that millions or even billions of people have around the world, and take that and use that to perpetrate their terror. So because of its simplicity and the challenge that it poses for law enforcement to try to identify potential threats ahead of time, it's becoming an increasingly prevalent option for terror groups, and we're seeing the success rate of some of these attacks that are having, unfortunately, extremely high death and injury rates, almost on the effect, or sometimes even higher than other forms of terror attacks, such as improvised explosive devices.
Which feeds into the exact message that the terrorists is trying to get across, right? Or what they're trying to accomplish.
Correct, yes. When you think about terrorism, there's that specific definition where they're, looking at some type of political, religious, social message, but with an intent to coerce, intimidate, or convey some other message to a larger audience than those immediate victims. And when you think about, a terror attack that uses a vehicle, something that, people use in their everyday life, it kind of sends that message that really no one is safe, and it requires significant, efforts and resources from law enforcement to protect from something that is seemingly so innocent, but that can quickly turn into something so deadly.
I kind of fell into a last-minute trip to the nation's capital over the weekend, and I was walking around yesterday. I walked from the Capitol all the way down to Lincoln Memorial into the White House and up and down Pennsylvania Avenue, and I was just looking at it differently. And I'd been to D.C. several times, Professor, but after what happened here on Bourbon Street on January 1st, I was just looking at different ways and thinking about vehicles and thinking about EVs and the extra weight that's involved here. And then my mind went to, and we'll pick it up here after the break, my mind went to, well, it's not only about the vehicle, but it's about what you could bring in with you to a vehicle. In this case, in Bourbon Street, it was a gun, and the police neutralized that quickly, thankfully. But if this had been somebody, given the availability of weapons in the United States, and there's no way you could change that, that's just the way the United States is. I think you'd have to go back to the founding fathers if you could change any of that. The accessibility of guns, the accessibility of vehicles, and an eye toward inflicting the carnage, not just with the vehicle, but using the vehicle to get you somewhere with a gun where you couldn't normally get. So we'll talk about all that when we come back. 721, if y'all any questions or comments, the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line is open at 504-260-1260. 1-870. Traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ryan Hauser, a terrorism researcher and biodefense doctoral student at George Mason University Schar School of Policy and Government, about vehicle attacks and their increasing frequency of that, I guess, because of the ease of, as he already said in the last segment, the ease in, of acquiring vehicles. And I would also say it's easier for lone actors in the United States to acquire guns. And before we went to the break, I know, Ryan, that you study casualties, I guess, terrorism, mass casualties. I expressed my concern before the break that it's not just about the vehicle itself, but it's about what could be in the vehicle. And because you're ramming something with a vehicle, then you're getting you have access to an area with other things that are in a vehicle that you normally could not get in there. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah. And I think that highlights the significant challenge that law enforcement and other security professionals face when trying to protect large-scale events. So my research actually purposely excluded other forms of terrorism that just merely use the vehicle kind of as a container. So think about like a vehicle, mm-hmm. Borne improvised explosive device. But you're right that there is this threat that's multifaceted. So, firearms, explosive devices, the vehicle itself, and by, as you mentioned, using a vehicle to get into an area that may otherwise be protected, you can, more easily, as we saw with the recent attack, get a large firearm into a crowd that could then be used for further infliction of death and serious injury. So, the vehicles, and it becomes almost adaptable. So could this terrorist, if they had not gained access with the vehicle itself to Bourbon Street, abandon that plan and used the other forms of terror that they were intending? Absolutely. So it's not a one-size-fits-all problem. There's always a need to kind of reevaluate and assess where gaps are and the vulnerabilities to try to address those. So I think, yes, vehicles are a huge complicator because they have the ability to kind of fit in and not stand out and allow, a terrorist access to, what should be a secure area, or, should they gain access using the vehicle itself, as you mentioned, as they're getting heavier and heavier to be the weapon against the public.
And somebody texted in, not only heavier, F-150 Lightning is a 6,000 to 7,000-pound vehicle capable of accelerating from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds without making any noise. And this was a six-passenger vehicle, as I understand it. So if this had been, and again, given the availability of weapons and the ease with which, either with a bump stock or they could be made quasi-automatic, or rather fully converted to a fully automatic weapon, if this had been four people doing this and then hopping out with automatic weapons, this could have been a completely different story with a different ending.
It, most certainly. And I think that, there's high risk and vulnerability moving forward for, small groups of people to commit these attacks. The one, positive is that once you get more people involved, it often becomes a little bit easier for law enforcement to identify these smaller cells because of their planning and communication, networking online. What really is the biggest challenge is those lone actors that are kind of by themselves, self-contained. I think, we haven't really seen these big groups of terrorists in some type of, multi-coordinated attack like we saw in Paris coming up on a decade now. Those types of threats, luckily, we haven't seen in the United States, but would certainly very quickly overwhelm any resources that are at these large-scale events.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate your time and your insight. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, here on WWL.